Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
May joy, peace, and mercy and grace to all of you.
愿平安、喜乐、
怜悯、
怜悯都归于你们。
Is this a joyful morning?
这是一个喜乐的早上吗？
Is this a peaceful morning?
这是一个平安的早上吗？
I think so, because you're here.
我想是的，因为你们都在这里。
Let's use 15 seconds. Say shalom to your neighbors and say hello, may peace to you. Is that okay? Just 15 seconds.
Yeah,
turn around and say shalom to your neighbors. Okay, we have plenty of time after the meeting.
Okay. 我们有很多的时间在会后。
Let's read a couple of verses and then we'll start today's message.
我们开始之前先读几节圣经。
Let's turn to John chapter 14 verse 27. We just read that, but we are going to read again.
我们一起再来读约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Okay, let's all read together.
我们一起来读。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. It seems that I'm the only one reading.Okay, can we read again? Okay, alright. John 14:27. Let's do it again. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Let's read another verse, passage, which is in the Mark, Gospel of Mark.
我们再读另外一处经文，是在约翰福音马可福音
chapter 4
第四章。
Let's read from verse 35 all the way to 41.
三十五节到四十一节。
Let's read together. You can use all kind of language you like to.
我们一起来读，用各样的语言。
That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, Let us go over to the other side, leaving the crowd behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also another boat with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion.The disciple woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.The Lord say, My peace I give you.
主说我的平安我赐给你。
Do you know what kind of condition he said this?
你知道是在什么的条件下他说主说这样的话吗？
It's under the condition he has a very heavy heart.
是在他心情很沉重的时候
说的话的。Because pretty soon he is going to the cross.
因为很快他就要上十字架了。
And he promised the disciple, I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit to you.
他应许门徒们说他要把圣灵留下来。
You know our Lord, even though he is a savior on earth, it seems that he doesn't have anything.
我们知道我们的主虽然是救主但在地上他没有什么东西。
We know he doesn't have a house.
你知道他没有一个房子。
He doesn't have any possessions.
他没有任何 拥有的东西。
Even though he doesn't know where to stay overnight.
他甚至不知道他要在哪里过夜。
But when he knows he is going away from this world.
但是当他知道他要离开世上的时候，
he said, I'm going to leave you something.
他说我要留给你一些东西。
I'm going to give you something.
我要给你一些东西。
Just like all the parents, they like to leave something for our children.
就像我们的父母愿意把一些东西留给他的孩子们。
And today we are going to see what kind of things he's going to leave us.
我们今天要来看他留给我们的是什么。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you we can come here to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们可以一起来到这里来敬拜你。
May the Holy Spirit today, you will come and teach us.
愿圣灵今天来教导我们。
Teach us what's the real peace.
教导我们什么是真的平安。
Which you have led to us.
就是你所留给我们的。
And help us to understand and receive this peace today.
帮助我们理解和接受这平安。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are going to see a very interesting three pictures.
我们要来看三幅有趣的图画。
And this is the picture contest.
这是一个摄影比赛的图画。
And the title is Peace.
那个题目就是平安。
So the photographer, they can go anywhere to shoot a picture and then just bring it in their pictures and have a contest.
所以摄影家可以到哪里看到好的景色，他就摄下来，就可以去参加这个比赛。
Of course, contestant probably over hundreds and near 1,000.
很可能有很多的，甚至超过上千的这样的参赛者。
And when they receive all these pictures, narrow down only three pictures left.
当他们收到很多的参赛作品的时候，最后就剩经过筛选只剩下三张。
All the the judge or referee said these three pictures are the best of the best.
所有的裁判都说这三张是最好，好中的最好。
But they still need to choose one.
但他们只能选一个。
To fit this topic, peace.
来符合这个主题平安。
So they have a small meeting. To do the final selection.
所以他们有一个很小的会议来做最后的决定。
So all the judges come to the first picture.
所有的裁判都看到这一张第一张照片。
They look at it.
他们在看。
Oh, there's trees and the meadow, and probably some cows and sheep on the meadow.
所以看到他们图上看到很多树，很多草。还有一些牛，可能是。
And look at the sky, it's blue.
然后也看到，那个天空是蓝色的。
Not a single cloud.
一个很简单的图画。
没有一片云。
没有一片云。
This is so peaceful picture.
是一个很平静的图画。
They said, well, this one probably we need to give them a very high score.
他说这一幅很好，要给他很高分。
This is so peaceful, probably that will remind Daniel that's the place you're going to move to.
很平安，所以可能让 Daniel 想起他们要搬去的地方。
We know our dear sister Sandy and her mother, her family and her children, they are moving to Indiana today. Is that right? Today.
你知道我们亲爱的 Sandy 姊妹，还有她母亲，还有他们一家。今天要搬到 Indiana 去。
Last night we had a very good dinner together here in the church.
昨天晚上我们在教会有很好的聚餐。
And they are talking about they're going to have a vegetable garden or something. Here, here is a very peaceful place. Okay, now all the judges go to the second picture.
然后所有的, 裁判到看第二章。
Whoa, this is not bad at all.
第二章也很好。
Look at the mountain.
看那个山。
And look at that boat on the very still water.
然后看这个船在很平静的。
There's not a single wave here. It's, the water is so tranquil.
这里没有一个波浪, 这里, 水都很平静。
Maybe this is a cove or this is a harbor. It's, you don't see the high wave just like you see it in the ocean.
这可能是一个港湾, 或者, 一个港口, 所以看得很平静。
And not other boats around, so this is so peaceful. This is so peaceful picture.
也没有其他的船在这里, 实在是一个很, 平静的照片。
So they all say probably this got to be the winner.
所以很多人说这个可能会成为一个, 得胜的。
So that's remember the topic is peace.
记得那个。 主题是平安。
And so there's another picture they need to take a look before they make a decision.
还有一张图画就是他们要最后看的来做决定。
Wow, that's a storm.
这里看到的是一个, 风暴。
That's nothing to do with the topic peace.
但这好像跟主题平安没有关系。
And why they are trying to walk away from this picture, they see there's a little tree under the big cloud.
他们本来想, 就不管这照片了, 但有人注意到有一棵小树在这个厚厚的云的下面。
And one of the judge look at the tree closer and say, oh, there's a bird nest.
然后有一个 有一个裁判仔细地看说那里有一个鸟巢。
After the meeting probably you come closer to look it, but not now.
聚会后你可以来近一点可以看到那个鸟巢。
And inside the nest there is a bird sitting there.
然后说他们看见有一个小鸟在里面。
And look at the cloud, there's no comparison that little bird to that big cloud.
然后这个小鸟跟这个大厚大的云彩不能够相比较。
And we know it's going to have a thunder, it's going to have a the shower and probably the big wind.
你知道, 风暴, 大风暴很快就要来了。
But this bird seems a very peacefully resting in its nest.
但这个鸟好像很平静的 在他的鸟巢里面。
So more and more they thought this one got to be the winner.
然后慢慢那个裁判就觉得好像这个应该要成为一个, 赢家。
Because they show the picture shows the real peace.
因为这个图画说明了什么是真正的平安。
The storm might knock down that tree.
那个大风暴 有可能会把那个树给, 吹倒了。
But there is no other place that little bird can hide.
好像没有其他的地方这个鸟可以去躲藏了。
But still the entire picture is showing the peace.
但整个图画仍然是说明是一个平安。
Do you remember the story we just read?
你还记得我们刚才读的故事吗?
When Jesus said to the disciple, let's go to the other side of the lake.
当主对门徒说, 我们去到湖的另外一边,
suddenly, there is a storm came up.
突然间有暴风起来了。And
all the disciples, they feel like we're going to drown.
所有的门徒都觉得我们要, 沉下去了。You
know, they are professional fishermen, you know.
虽然他们都是职业的打鱼的。
They know how to control the boat.
他们知道怎么样来控制他们的船。
But this storm must be very, very large.
但这个风暴一定是很大。
They are out of their control.
是他们无法控制的。
To the point they need to ask this non-fisherman, which is their teacher, how to handle this condition.
到了一个地步，要他们来问这个不是渔夫的他们的老师耶稣基督。
Surprisingly, they look at Jesus, fell asleep.
很奇怪，他们看到耶稣在睡觉。
Probably in their mind say, how can Master be so peacefully sleeping during this kind of storm?
也许我们很惊讶，这个主为什么能够在风暴里面能够平静的在睡觉。
The Bible even put the words a furious storm.
圣经明明告诉我们是一个很严重的风暴。
This is not just a wind blow or just the little bit of the shaking of the boat.
不单只是很风吹吹跟来吹吹这个船。
This is a very serious storm.
是一个很大的风暴。
We know Jesus got wake up. He got woke up.
我们知道主醒了，耶稣醒了。
And of course he did something as supernatural.
当他读了一些超自然的，做了一些超自然的事情。
He calmed the wind and wave.
他平静了风暴。
And disciple was so amazed.
他的门徒们都是这样的惊讶。
And say, who can do this?
谁可以做些这些呢？他们说。
And we know Jesus rebuked them, say, you have a little faith. Where's your faith?
我们知道主斥责他们说，为什么胆怯？你们为什么小信呢？
Nowadays, yes, our life we have a lot of big clouds.
确实，在我们生活里面是有很多的风暴。
And sooner or later, everyone in this room, including me, will go through all these kind of storms.
很快，也许在我们这里当中的每一个人都会在经历这些风暴的里面。
And some feel like we cannot go through the storm anymore.
有一些可能觉得我们不能够经过这样的风暴。
And probably you heard a lot of people saying, or in your workplace or in your friend, and say, I'm disturbed.
也许你听到朋友们或者自己在工作里面或者在生活里面说到我丧失了信心。
I'm at unrest.
我们没有平安。
I'm miserable.
我很悲惨。
I cannot get along with others.
我不能够和其他人相处得好。
I'm very unhappy.
我很不开心。
Life is wrenched.
生活是一塌糊涂的。
I cannot face my problems.
我不能面对我的问题。
I cannot handle my responsibilities.
我不能做我的当尽我的责任。
I cannot control my feelings and emotions.
我也不能够控制我的情感。
Living in this world is unbearable.
这样世界让我承受不了。
We have a big problem.
我们有很大的问题。
A lot of people, they try to solve those problems.
很多人都在想解决这样的问题。
They find specialists. They find psychologists.
他们要找专家，找心理学家。
They find teachers. They find counselors.
要找老师，找顾问。
They try to find peace.
他们要找平安。
But nowhere they can find it.
但他们找不到。
Another condition is sometimes the fears grow becomes a storm.
另外一种情况就是那个惧怕就是产生了。
With so many fears.
有很多的惧怕。
For example,The fears we have too many decisions to make each day.
我们害怕有很多的决定要做。
We fear the news of cancer when the doctor announced you have cancer.
我也害怕医生宣布我们有癌症。
We fear suddenly our loved one pass away.
我们害怕我们亲爱的人会突然间过世。
We are afraid next month our payment we cannot come out.
我们会害怕我们的工资下个月没有了。
We fear we are not coping.
我们会
我们不在好像不在圈圈里。
我们不在圈圈里。
We know it won't work. You need to have in that group. Otherwise, pretty soon you'll be alone, and pretty soon you'll be out of picture.
所以我们害怕我们不在那个圈子里面，我们很快就会就是出去了。
We fear what others may think about me.
我们害怕别人怎么想我。
We feel when we see the children, they move away, they go to college, they got married, they move away.
我们看到孩子们长大，他们上大学，然后他们要离开。
We fear not knowing what future holds.
然后我们也害怕我们的将来，他们将来会怎么样。
We fear the loss of our job.
我们害怕我们失去我们的工作。
We fear of old age.
我们害怕我们变老了。
We fear of we become a mental as a mental problem or we don't have a quality life.
我们害怕我们头脑里面有问题，我们没有高品质的生活。
We fear of death.
我们害怕死。
Few weeks ago, our brother done a very good testimony in front of everybody.
几个星期前。我们的弟兄在我们面前做了美好的见证。
Several years ago, he went through the big storms.
几年前，他经过了他生活里面一个大的风暴。
Right now, he is going through another storm.
现在他也在经历另外一个大的风暴。
Do you know, right before he had a surgery, he said, "I have peace in my mind."
你知道。他在做手术之前，他说，在他心里面，他有平安。
For those people, we went there to see him, and probably we don't have much to say because he has a peace in him.
当我们很多人去看望他的时候，我们没有很多能够说的，因为在他里面有平安。
I can sense a real peace from this patient.
我可以看见在他里面。这个病人里面，他有真正的平安。
He is spreading the real peace to the people to see him.
他把他里面真的平安散发出来。
We praise the Lord. He has this real peace.
我们感赞美主，在他里面有这样的平安。
Anything we try to seek beyond the world can give us seemingly quote unquote peace.
任何一样。在世界上能够给我们好像能给我们平安的东西。
Maybe doctor said this medicine is 100% effective.
也许医生说这个药是100%的确定。
Maybe your boss say you'll be here forever.
也许你的老板跟你说你会在永远在这里。
But seemingly all this peace will evaporate.
但你知道这些的平安都会飞去。
If we are not seeking, where is the source of peace?
如果我们来寻找那种源头的平安。
Where is the master of the peace?
如果我们不来找主的平安。
Or where is the king of peace?
或者是王的平安。
We will never satisfy.
如果我们心里面就不能够有真的满足。
Bible has something to tell us about this peace.
圣经有告诉我们这个平安是什么。
Ever since the very beginning of the Bible, from the Genesis, you will find.
从创世纪，我们就可以看到那个平安。
Do you remember when Abraham, when his name still called Abram?
你知道，在亚伯拉罕他名还叫亚伯兰的时候。
One time, He went out to fight with other kings and came back, find out his nephew Lot got captured by somebody else and the family. All family got captured.
有一次他和其他的王征战的时候，他回来，他看见发现他的侄儿和他的全家都被其他的王掳去了。
Of course, we know this story, and later on he won a fight and won the war and won back all these captives.
当我们知道那个故事是他去追那些王，然后跟他们征战，他打赢了，然后就把他的侄儿和他们全家都救回来。
When he came back, there's a high priest came out to welcome him.
当他来回来的时候，有一个大祭司来欢迎他。
And do you know what's the name of this high priest?
你知道这个大祭司的名字吗？
Melchizedek. And he came out bringing the bread and wine to welcome Abraham.
他带着面包和酒来欢迎亚伯兰。
Melchizedek means the king of Salem.
他讲到他是撒冷的王。
And translate it means he is the king of peace.
翻译过来就是平安的王。
And also it means the wholeness.
也是表示圣洁的王。
The wholeness means his entire peace.
是完整的那个王。
This is a typify of the Christ later on.
这是在预表以后的要来的基督。
And he is the real the Prince of Peace.
他是真正那平安的王。
Later on, when Israelite people they came out of Egypt,
后来当以色列人从埃及出来以后，
and we know the law has been given to them.
我们知道律法就给了他们。
And one of the requirements is they need to have this offering. It's called peace offering.
其中一个律法的要求就是要他们要献这个平安祭。
And there are other offerings too.
也有其他的祭。
Interestingly, this offering will do it the very last thing they will do this is the peace offering.
很有趣的是这是最后的一种祭。
They can do sin offering, grain offering or burnt offering or anything, but peace offering is going to be the last.
他们可以献赎罪祭和各样的祭，但平安祭是最后的一种。
After this offering, they can eat meat.
在这祭以后，他们就可以吃肉了。
Not other offering, they can eat anything.
其他的祭他们都不能吃什么。
But this peace offering, they can eat the meat.
只有在这平安祭里面，他们可以吃那个肉。
And later on, I will show you why this meat can be eaten.
后面我要跟你说为什么这个肉是可以吃的。
Now, we need to know who is this Prince of Peace.
现在我们要来知道谁是这个和平的君。
And we just mentioned about this King of Peace came out to welcome Abraham.
我们已经讲到这个和平的王出来迎接亚伯兰。
And also in another place Isaiah mentioned in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
另外一个是在以赛亚书第九章第六节那里讲到。
Can we turn to Isaiah and let's read together and see what they call this
我们可以一起来读以赛亚书第九章。
It's in the Old Testament.
在旧约。
Chapter 9
第九章
verse 6
第六节。
You find it, let's read together.
你找到我们一起来读。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Pay attention to the last one. Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace.
最后一点讲的是和平的君。
Here is a prophecy.
这是一个预言。
A prophecy. There is a, the Prince of Peace will come.
这预言到有一个和平的君他要来。
Of course, if you like to read Bible, you will continue to find out from Old Testament. There are so many places talking about this Prince of Peace will come.
如果你继续的读圣经，你会读到很多处会讲到这个和平的君要来。
And very interestingly, he mentioned about this peace. He's going to establish this peace for his people.
很有意思的是，这里讲到他要来啊建立这样的平安为他的子民。
We can see this peace is not done by man, it's done by him.
我们看到这个平安不是人手所做的。
And even one place he mentioned about because his punishment was upon him, and we can gain this peace.
实际上是神所做的。几个地方讲到是因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Another place also he mentioned about he will extend peace like a river.
另外一个地方有讲到，他使平安延及他。
Remember,
江河。
Here is saying always say well.In the future tense.
注意这里总是讲到用将来的时态。
He is going to extend peace like a river.
你讲的是他将要延续这个平安像江河一样。
This still in the Old Testament.
这都是在旧约里面。
A lot of things will happen. And here is the, it's going to let them enjoy abundant peace and security.
那另外一处也讲到要将丰盛的平安显明与他们。
Therefore, we know this peace is going to be given pretty soon.
所以我们知道这个平安会很快会赐下来。
Even another place say he will be their peace in the Micah.
在弥迦书那里会讲到说，这位必做我们的平安。
He is going to be our peace.
他要做我们的平安。
It turned out to be that way.
也显明确实是这样的。
You can have as many of the prophecies, but if they not turn out to be true, the truth still not true.
我们可以有很多的预言，但如果没有应验，那还不是真的。
Let's look at the New Testament.
我们来看新约。
Now he's going to guide our feet on the path of peace.
也讲到。神要把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
None of us can find this path.
没有人可以找到这平安的路。
Unless he guides us to this path of peace.
除非神来引导我们在这平安的路上。
Yes, from the Gospel of Luke, we see something happened.
所以我们在路加福音继续看到有一件事发生了。
Do you know who said that on earth peace to man?
你知道是谁说这个在地上平安归于人吗？
The angels say to the shepherd.
是那天使跟牧羊人说的话。
On earth peace to man.
在地上平安归于人。
Glory to the highest and on earth peace to man.
荣耀归于至高神，地上平安归于人。
And from the book of Ephesians, here talk about something very important.
在以弗所书啊，教导我们很重要的一点。
Because for he himself is our peace.
这讲到说是因他是我们的和睦。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 through 17.
我们一起来读以弗所书第二章。14-17节
Especially we'll emphasize on that peace, that word.
我们要特别着重平安这个字。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh, the law with its commandments and regulations.
The
purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, and make him peace. And in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death the hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were for far away, and peace to those who were near. Okay, just stop here. So here talking about he himself is our peace. And he came to make two become one. Before that, we have a lot of barrier between God and man.
之前在我们当中有很多的障碍,
and also in between man and man.
也在人和人中间也有障碍,
but he came here to torn down the wall.
但他来要把这拆毁了中间隔断的墙,
he is making peace.
使我们中间有和谐,
also he come to preach peace to you and me.
他要把平安来向我们,
no matter we are far away or we are near.
不管我们是远的还是近的,
actually we are far away people.
实际上我们是远的人,
but today we heard the gospel of peace.
当我们听到了这和平的福音,
this is so wonderful.
这样是多很美好的事情.
Also, Gospel John mentioned about in me you may have peace.
也在约翰福音里面也讲到, 在我里面有平安.
He emphasized again, only in me you have peace.
也讲到, 着重点是讲到是在我里面有平安.
Yes, so in the Old Testament there is the prophecies, and the New Testament is all being fulfilled.
所以我们看到在旧约里面有这样的预言, 在新约里面就这样的应验.
Do you remember when we read Gospel of John 14, Brother Wu Hao led us to read those verses?
我们记得刚才吴浩弟兄带我们念约翰福音14章吗?
Especially mentioned about there's a Holy Spirit will come with peace.
你讲到是圣灵和平安一起来.
This Holy Spirit is going to dwell in our heart.
这圣灵会住在我们里面.
If we have the Holy Spirit, we have this peace.
如果我们有圣灵, 我们有这平安.
Yes, when we receive Him as the Savior, we'll be called the sons of God.
如果我们接受主为我们的救主, 我们就成为神的儿子.
In other words, we will also be called the sons of peace.
同样我们也会被叫为和平之子.
Because this peace is inside of us.
因为这平安在我们里面.
The world cannot take it away.
这世界不能把它, 拿走.
So how can we receive this kind of peace?
我们怎么样能够得到这平安呢?
Probably you, the first time you are here and you listen to this kind of message.
如果你是第一次来到这里来听到这样的信息,
and you like to have this peace.
你想要得到这样的平安,
this peace just like that little bird.
这个平安就像那个小鸟,
it's under the big cloud,
在那暴风雨的下面,
but he can stay there still.
但他可以 镇定地在那里.
And this peace probably will help you to take you over to the other side of the lake.
但这平安可能可以把你, 带到里面.
First of all, you need to receive Him as a Savior.
首先我们要把, 主, 接到我们里面,
let Him rule in your hearts.
好让 平安在我们里面做主.
If we cannot let Him rule in our heart,
如果我们不能让他在我们里面做主,
we still like to plan our things. 计划我们所要做的, we won't have a real peace in us.
我们就不会有真正的平安在我们里面.
Unless we let Him rule in our hearts.
除非我们要让他在我们里面做主。
Also, I just mentioned this peace is in the Holy Spirit.
同样我也提到这个平安是在圣灵里面的。
Not other place can provide you this kind of peace.
没有在其他的地方可以让我们得到这平安。
No matter what kind of a training we have.
不管我们有什么样的训练。
Or education we have.
或者教育。
Or maybe moral standard we have.
或者道德的标准
，We cannot have this real peace.
我们也不能够有这样的平安。
Until the day you receive this Prince of Peace in your heart.
直到我们有一天能够接受这和平的君在我们的里面。
Another thing is we have to make every effort to pursue this peace.
另外一个是要我们要务要来追求，来这平安。
I've heard someone been listening to gospel for many, many years.
听到有一个人他已经听了福音很多年。
He never make an effort to receive the Lord.
但他从来没有来做任何的事来接受。
He feel like this is, yes, it's a good teaching, it's a good thing to know, but never bother to receive.
他觉得这很好，这是一个很好的教导，但他从来没有来接受他。
Until to the end of his life.
一直到他生命的末了。
2 months before he was buried.
在他死之前的两个月。
He said he is going to receive this peace.
他说他要来接受这平安。
Only thing he regretted and told to his family say, it's too late. I don't have to struggle all my life.
他说他打电话跟他的家人说他一生没有在争取。
He doesn't need to call his family around his deathbed.
他的家人都在围着他。
And the only thing he regrets is he did not receive this peace a little earlier.
他唯一的遗憾是他没有更早一点接受这样的平安。
Don't call me wrong. He was a very, very successful business in Texas.
不要，他实际上是一个很成功的商人，在德州。
In fact, he is my relative.
实际上他是我的亲戚。
But to the end, he received this Prince of Peace.
在他的最后的日子，他接受了这位和平的君。
When I heard that news, his family called me and say, this person passed away.
当我接到电话，他家人打来的电话说他过世的时候。
I have a full house of guests here in Kansas City.
在我家里面有一家的这样的客人。
I make an effort to go down to Texas for his funeral.
我特别去到德州那边参加他的追思礼拜。
Because he is the son of peace.
因为他成为了一个平安之子。
Even though toward the end.
即使是在末了的时候。
So what is the responsibility of the sons of peace?
那平安的之子，我们有什么责任呢？
We're not going to stop here.
我们并不停在这里。
This summer, I know from us, there are so many sisters going out to preach the gospel.
我知道在这个夏天有很多的姊妹们会外出。
Probably they're already out for training.
可能他们出去短宣或者去受训。
Probably they are going out pretty soon next month.
也有一些人很快要出去。
They're going to find the Son of Peace.
他们要去找这平安之子。
Just like Jesus said,If you go out to be a peacemaker,
就像主所说的，如果你们去成为使人和睦的人
，and you'll be called the sons of God,
你们就被称为神的儿子。
And when you go to the house, first say peace to this house.
无论你进哪一家，先要说愿这家平安。
If a man, that's the NIV version. Other version will say son of peace is there.
另外一个。 版本会讲到说这个平安之子是在那里。
Your peace will rest on him.
他讲到，那平安会留在归于你们呢。
If not, it will return to you.
也不会回来。
So that's not too hard. What we need to do, just call on the peace of Son. If they have response, they receive the gospel. If not, your peace will go back to you.
所以不是很难，他们就是去了，然后就把福音传在那，然后他们不接受，那平安就归回来。
Can I tell you a little story?
我告诉你们一个故事。
This week is the last week of my fourth daughter summer school. They ended this week.
上个星期我女儿的那个夏季的课程就上星期结束了。
I remember Thursday or Wednesday.
我记得星期三、星期四。
She was in our car, driving with Jean.
她在我车上跟 Jean 在一起。
And she was talking something, and I was not paying any attention.
她正在说什么？
Whatever she said,
那时候没有注意听。
And until Jean said, "Robert, wait a minute. This is something serious."
一直到 Jean 说，对 Robert, 这是很严肃的事情。
Okay, I said, "What happened?"
然后我说什么发生了。
And Jean told me, "Wait a minute."
他说等一下。
Our daughter just leads someone to know the Lord.
他说我们的女儿正把一个人带到主那里。
At first time I said she's 9 years old, probably just joking. They're playing house.
他只有九岁，我想他们在开玩笑。
Jean said, no, you listen what she said.
Jean 说不是，你要好好听。
In her school, there's the kids, also 9 years old.
在我女儿的学校里面也有另外一个小孩子，也是九岁。
Somehow she grew to my daughter, so they become a good friend in three weeks, short summer school.
她就认识了我女儿，然后他们一起在夏季学期里面
一起玩。
Yeah.
And she found out my daughter is a Christian.
然后她发现我女儿是一个基督徒。
And she's very curious, say, what is a Christian about?
然后她很好奇什么是一个基督徒。
I'm kind of surprised my daughter know how to explain to her.
我很惊讶我的女儿知道怎么来向她解释。
So we ask her, what did you say to your friend?
所以我问我女儿她对她朋友说了什么。
Oh, amazing. She can say, well, we know Jesus is God and he comes to save you.
她会说耶稣是神，他来拯救我们。
He will forgive your sins. If you receive him, he will be your savior.
他会赦免我们的罪，如果你接受他，他要成为你的救主。
I told her, is that all you say?
我说这就是你所说的吗？
I said, no, I the third day we pray together.
第三天不止第三天我们一起祷告。
And you know, before we pray, there's another kid came over and said, oh, what are you guys talking about?
然后在我们祷告之前还有另外一个小孩子也来问，你们在谈论什么呢？
And my daughter said, we're talking about God.
然后我女儿说我们在谈论神。
Do you know that friend? Say to her friend is Casey. Her friend name is Casey.
她朋友的名字叫做 Casey.
And talk to Casey, say, don't believe what she said. God doesn't love you.
然后那个人说，你不要相信她说的，神不爱你。
That's also from 9 years old girl.
那个也是一个九岁的女孩。
And she ran away.
然后她就走了。
And this Casey, this girl, became a Christian. She has a very tough background.
这个 Casey 的这个女孩子也成为一个基督徒，她有一个很困难的背景。
Her mother had her while she was 19.
她妈妈怀她的时候大概只有19岁。
And of course, she doesn't have a father. She doesn't know who is the father.
当然她不知道她父亲是谁。
And this 19-year-old girl cannot afford to raise this baby girl.
她19岁的妈妈不能够来抚养这个小孩子。
Can't even buy the milk for.
也不能
for this little girl.
不能为她买食物。
So they find a family to adopt her.
所以他们找到一个家庭来收养她。
And she is hungry for to know God.
所以她在里面有渴望认识神。
This is the sound of peace.
所以这成为一个平安的日子。
She received it. She prayed with my daughter.
她接受了，她也和我女儿一起祷告。
And my daughter came home and said, her parents are going to call you.
我女儿回来说，她的父母要来打电话给你们。
I said, wow, I don't know what her parents said.
我不知道他们的父母要说什么。
And the day they called us and said, well, can they let her daughter come to my house to play with my daughter?
所以他那天打电话来说，能不能让他女儿到他们家来玩。
So, oh, my kind of my doubt is all gone.
所以我心里面的疑惑就去掉了。
And I was so wonder why this family is so open.
我很奇怪这个家庭怎么是这样开放。
And they used to be our neighbor. They moved away to a little bit distance.
他以前是我们的邻居，但他又搬远了。
But I'm so surprised. We can find a son of peace that easy.
但我很奇怪，我们可以找到平安之子是这样的容易。
I have a hard time to tell people I'm a Christian.
有的时候我很难跟别人说我是一个基督徒。
But my daughter, she has guts.
但我女儿有勇气。
Praise the Lord.Everywhere has a son of peace around us.
在我们周围都有这平安之子。
We have to call out for them.
我们要把他们叫出来。
Let them know there is a real peace waiting for them.
让他们知道有那平安在等着他们。
This real peace they can receive.
有一个真的平安是他们可以接受的。
So this is why.Jesus said, "My peace I give to you."
这就是为什么耶稣说我把我的平安留给你们。
I will leave this peace. He doesn't have anything to leave to the world except this is the peace.
他并没有留给世界什么除了这平安。
But this is the most important.
但这是最主要的。
Yes, our hearts sometimes we are troubled.
是的，我们的心有的时候会疑惑。
Sometimes we are afraid.
我们会害怕。
But if we have this son of peace in our heart, we will not be afraid.
如果我们里面有平安之子在我们的心里面，我们就不会惧怕。
Our heart will not be troubled.
我们的心也不会受到搅扰。
Because he said we can go to the other side of the lake.
因为他告诉我们，我们可以到湖的另外一边。
Probably today, we are sailing on the troubled sea.
Probably, 也许我们今天是在一个困难的海洋里面。
We are traveling to the other side.
我们正在要到那另外一边去。
This son of peace say you will be there.
那个平安的之子会告我们说，他在那里。
Because he promised so.
因为他是这样应许我们的。
Many difficult things will go away.
愿这些困难会过去。
And we'll reach to the other side.
我们可以达到那彼岸。
Your difficulty may be not my difficulties.
你的困难就可能变成不再是困难了。
But he knows everybody's a difficult time.
他组织到每一个人的困难的时候
But he will be with you.
他会与我们在一起
Because this peace is in you.
因为这平安是在你们里面
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
因为他是平安 君。
If you don't have peace today, you need to receive it.
如果你还没有的平安，你可以接受这平安。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for you say you are going to leave this peace to us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你应许你要把你的平安留给我。
And also, you say you are going to give the peace to us.
你也说你要把你的平安啊赐给我们。
This peace is not the world can find.
这个平安是在地上找不到的。
It's only from you.
只有从你而来。
We long for this peace.
我们渴望这平安。
We want an open heart to receive this peace.
我们愿意开我们的心来接受这平安。
Let your peace dwell in us.
愿你的平安住在我们里面。
Lord, we pray that your word will become reality to each one of us.
我们愿主你的话能够成为每个人里面的真实。
And you will take us to the other side safely.
你会把我们带到彼岸那里去。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.